following commentary does not reflect the views of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers. Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
There is a word, a title, that is overused and underdelivered most of the time. That's the title, leader, which is attributed far too often to people in positions of leadership who are not leaders. And at the top of that heap, as the antithesis of good leadership, is Donald Trump. But non-leaders are everywhere. A recent Gallup survey asked Americans to rate Trump on 13 personal dimensions of character. Let me quickly give you a three-point summary. 1. Only half consider him intelligent, strong, and decisive. 2. Only a third deem him honest, likable, or admirable. And 3. Only 40% say he cares about the needs of the people. I'm surprised the numbers are even this high for Trump. But what's even more remarkable is that people actually settle for this and put up with such lack of character in leaders. Trump scores half or less on all characteristics. That's not a leader. That's just someone filling a leadership position. Today, this filling of leadership positions with people who lack good character is, I believe, at the root of many of our problems. And because measuring character is not easy, too many of the less than good characters get into these positions. Would it not make sense to measure the character of leaders who have a direct impact on our lives, whether it be a president, a prime minister, a premier, a mayor, or a boss? Character is at the heart of leadership. And there's a great book titled The Road to Character by David Brooks, New York Times columnist. Brooks provides a simple yet powerful way to assess a person's character. He writes, character is not determined by a leader's resume, whether he or she is a CEO, a doctor, mayor, or counselor. He says, character is reflected in a person's eulogy. That's right, their eulogy. As in, what would we say about them after they're gone? It's not about whether he or she is a president or a mayor or is rich or a PhD. It's about whether he or she is honest, trustworthy, respected, unselfish, compassionate, thoughtful, humble. The list is long, and yet many people come up short. It has nothing to do with one's position in life, and everything to do with one's willingness to be a better person. At the core of good character is humility and wisdom. And the only way to achieve wisdom, the foundation of great leadership, is through humility. Great leaders are summoned by purpose, not driven by opportunity. In elections this fall, when we are looking for great leaders, not just people to fill leadership positions, what if we had a litmus test for good character? A few questions that can be applied to all candidates that assess character, not resume. It can be done by simply asking the questions to oneself. Pick 3 or 4 questions and rank candidates on a scale of 1 to 5. For example, how trustworthy is he or she? How honest? How respectful? Or how unselfish is he or she? How humble? How wise? Let's score each candidate and let the highest scores guide us in deciding who, in fact, will make the best possible community leader. Now, I've posted David Brooks's book and the Gallup results on my blog at straightspeak.com, so have a look. But think about it, and start looking for leaders with true character.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.